As promised, we're joined right now by a safety for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He is also a Super Bowl champion. 48 tackles, 3 passes defensed, a forced fumble last season. He signed a 3-year deal with the Steelers in March. He was an All-American at Georgia Tech. He was the 71st pick overall in 2010. The Steelers open up their season at Cleveland September 9th. Of course, that's a CBS game. Morgan Burnett is my guest. Morgan, nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good. I'm great. Listen, you've been going through workouts with the team, and I saw you said already that the camaraderie is great in that locker room. So let me start right there. How would you describe the vibe among these players? And then how valuable is that when it comes to having success on the field? Does it translate?
Oh, I think that's real. I think that's the key element to success is just the camaraderie and the bond that you have amongst your team in the locker room. And just me getting here, being a new guy here, I mean, they welcome me with open arms, and you could just tell from just sitting back, watching from afar, and being in meetings with them, that the closeness that they have in this organization. And I'm just thankful to be a part of it. And like I said, I'm looking forward to what's ahead of us down the future.
Now, when you mentioned the organization, you were part of a legendary organization in Green Bay, and now you join another one with a tremendous tradition in Pittsburgh. So when you were looking at the options in front of you, how important was it to be part of an organization that has that tradition of winning that you're used to?
I think that's very important because, I mean, at the end of the day, that's why we play the game. You play the game to try to win and set yourself up with the best opportunity to win. And like you said, I mean, they have a tradition for winning. I came from Green Bay where they have a tradition for winning, and then I'm blessed enough to be with another organization where they have that same value and that same reputation of winning.
Morgan Burnett, my guest. Listen, there's being a Pittsburgh Steeler, and then there's playing defense for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And every Steelers defensive player that I've had on this show over the years talks about how much pride they have in carrying on the tradition of that Steeler defense. So what's it mean to you to be a member of the defense and now a part of that tradition?
Oh, man, like I said, that means a lot because, I mean, growing up, being a fan of football or just watching those guys from afar, when you think of Pittsburgh, you know, you think of all of the great defensive players that came before you. Even my position coach, Darren Perry, was a safety for the Steelers for a long time. Playing under Dom Capers, he came from the Steelers as well. So, you know, just to have that opportunity, man, you're really excited. And I'm looking forward to it, and I can't wait.
Morgan Burnett joining us. You talk about being the new guy. Listen, you've been in the league for a while now, and other guys look to you as a vet, and they kind of take their cue from you. I'm curious, when you first got into the NFL, who were some of your veterans and teammates that you respected and maybe even modeled yourself after?
Oh, yeah, it was for sure Nick Collins, Tremont Williams. Those guys really took me under their wings, you know, and I still have a relationship with them. And even a guy that wasn't on the defensive side, James Jones, those guys kind of took me under their wings, and we built a tight bond. They still consider me their little brother now, so they always checking up on me, and we're always talking and just, you know, about the game and just things outside of the game because we're all married with kids. So, you know, they're always there to mentor me, and I'm very appreciative of that.
Morgan Burnett joining us. Rookie Terrell Edmonds has said that he's already learning a lot from you. So I'm kind of curious. You're going to give it back. You're going to pay it back. Or pay it forward. What kind of things have you been teaching him, and what do you make of what you've seen from that rookie so far?
I mean, Terrell is a guy, like, you can see him. He's a very mature guy. You know, he comes in ready to work. You can tell the stage is not too big for him, and he's a guy that asks questions, and he's going to try to go out and do everything that you tell him. And you can tell, like, I'm looking forward to seeing him out there, man. He's going to be a bright young talent in this league. And I just kind of just do what those guys, Nick Collins, Tremont Williams, did for me. You know, just set examples by the way that I practice. And I let them know, like, I'm always there for him. If he has a question, I'm there to answer him. I mean, our locker's right next to each other, so we're in constant communication with one another.
Communication's the word, right? I'm glad you brought that up because you talk a lot about the importance of communication, and not just in workouts and not just pre-snap, but during the snap and post-snap. I mean, communication feels like a pretty basic thing, but is it that simple? How important is it, and what kind of a difference does it make?
It makes a huge difference. I think that's one of the key elements to the game is, like you just said, is you got your pre-snap communication, your communication during the play, and sometimes your communication post-snap. So communication is key, and that starts with the camaraderie and the bond that you have in the locker room. And when you have that, it makes the communication that much easier. And when you're communicating on the same page, you play that much faster.
Morgan Burnett is my guest. So now you're entering your ninth season. I know you've got a lot of football left in you, but nine seasons is really impressive, and it's not something that just happens. I know you're there to help the younger guys, but how much pride do you take in the fact that you're in a league and a business where guys are coming out of college every single year, they're looking to take your job, but you're closing in now on double-digit seasons?
I mean, you take a lot of pride in that. And like you said, man, it's not easy. Like I said, you got young guys coming in every year, bigger, faster, stronger. And, you know, they always say, go around and say NFL stands for not for long. But just to have that honor to say that, you know, I've been playing in this league going on 9 years now, I mean, that's something I never imagined. It's just something I'm very thankful for. And I really feel blessed, and I thank God every day.
You tell me otherwise, but I think one of the reasons that you're still there, and you and I have talked about this, is your versatility. It's becoming more and more important in the NFL. So at this point in your career, do you see yourself as a safety who sometimes does other things, or maybe do you see yourself as a defensive player, and no matter where you put me, I'm going to make some plays for you?
Yeah, I see myself as just as a safety that can do multiple things. I feel like in today's game, is as a safety, you have to be versatile. I mean, the game grows and the game changes every year, and I feel like the more you can do, the longer you can stick around.
We're talking to Morgan Burnett. So we're just over 3 months away from the season opener against Cleveland. Obviously, lots of work to do between now and then, but do you have any idea what it's going to feel like in your first official game in the Steelers black and gold?
Man, it's going to be different. Like you said, I've been putting on one uniform for 8 years, and now it's putting on another uniform, but I think it's exciting. It's a new chapter in my career, so I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. My family's excited about it, and I can't wait.
Hey Morgan, you know, I'm looking at this thing, and you see how politics and sports do not necessarily mix, and people really don't want to get into that. What do you make of what happened with the Eagles and the president rescinding his invitation? Were you paying close attention to that, and what's your reaction to it?
I haven't really paid. I heard a little bit about it yesterday. I haven't really paid close attention. I'm going to try to look into it and read, pull up some articles and read about it today. But I heard it briefly, but I didn't gain enough information to really know what's going on. I had to read up on it today.
Morgan Burnett is my guest. All right, then. Listen, you've got your annual youth football camp coming up 1 month from tomorrow. Let me in. What's that camp like, and how much fun do you have doing that?
Oh, man, it's a lot of fun, man. This will be our seventh year doing it, and it's just a big free football camp, youth camp that I do in my community back home in College Park, Georgia. And the kids just come out, you know, have some of my teammates come out, my college teammates. And it's just like a big family affair where we're teaching the kids different techniques and just more so for the kids to have something to do in the summertime and just try to get those kids. You know, nowadays kids like to be on gadgets and video games, just something to get them outside of the house and maybe get them a break from their parents. But it's a lot of fun, and we have a lot of help from our community.
Hey, my man, help me with that. How do we get the kids off the gadgets? I've got a 13-year-old man, nice athlete, good kid, smart kid. Believe me, I ripped that thing out of his hand. How do we get the kids off the gadgets?
Man, I have a 9-year-old and a 3-year-old. Even my 3-year-old know how to work an iPad better than me.
That's it.
So I just try to, man, I try to find ways to get them out of the house and do something. Just try to, you know, so they're not locked in. I feel like those gadgets will take over your whole world.
For sure. Morgan Burnett, my guest. He's now a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's already a Super Bowl champion. Morgan, great to have you back, man. Thank you very much. Good luck with that.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day. Morgan Burnett. Man, that's so true, right? Go outside. Hey, long before there were gadgets. I can remember. Yeah. Long before there were gadgets, there was just a TV. And my thing was, as a kid growing up, I loved sports. I could sit in front of a TV all day long and watch game after game after game after game. I mean, obviously, right? That's how I ended up where I am right now. We all would say that long before there were gadgets. But I will tell you this. I respected my old man. I respected my father a lot. Kind of feared him. Found him to be pretty intimidating. And the one thing I didn't want to hear from him was him coming in saying, get your ass outside. Go outside. Do something. Go play some ball. It's a beautiful day, man. Get outside. Try and pull that. Doesn't work as well right now. Give me your freaking phone. Put down the PS4. Get your ass outside.